Lily, a frog. I live in a pond, and I love to tell stories. This story is a Tales from the Lily Pad original, from me to you. It's about a dot, a little orange polka dot, who lived on the purple swimsuit of a girl. She was a happy polka dot who considered herself very lucky because she got to play all day on a beach with the girl whom she loved. In the morning, the little girl would head straight for the bathroom, put on her purple swimsuit with the orange polka dots on it, and then go to the kitchen for a bowl of oatmeal. When she was done her oats, she'd put her bowl and spoon in the kitchen sink and burst out the cottage door into the sunlight. She'd run down a sandy path to the beach. The polka dot would go along the sandy path with the little girl, of course. The girl would wiggle her toes in the cool sand and throw her arms wide open to the day. She'd splash in the waves and run up and down the beach while the shorebirds flew overhead. And the polka dot splashed in the waves and ran up and down the beach with the little girl, too. She'd dig in the sand as it warmed in the rising sun and make castles and rivers and cities with deep moats all around them, and the little polka dot would be right with her, feeling the sand warm too. When the little girl's mother would call lunchtime from the cottage, the little girl and her polka dots would run back down the sandy path for lunch. Then the little girl and her polka dots would lie in a shaded hammock for a rest, listening to the seagulls and the pelicans calling to each other in the distance, and the wind rustling through the trembling aspen leaves. Then down the sandy path they'd go, once more to dig, run, sit, jump, swim, explore, and play. When it was nighttime, still the little girl would wear her polka dot bathing suit until her mother told her to put her pajamas on. Then she would drop her bathing suit in a soggy heap in the corner of the bathroom, change into flannel pajamas, and climb into her mother's lap for a bedtime story. The polka dot would patiently listen to the story and wait for the girl to fall asleep, which seemed to take forever, but still would always happen sooner or later. And then the mother would rinse the bathing suit and its polka dots out in the sink and hang it to dry on a hook in the corner with a warm air vent. Every morning, the little girl would grab the dry bathing suit, eat her oatmeal, and sprint down the sandy path. Every day was quite the same. Run, swim, play, rest, explore, listen, rinse, and repeat. But every day was just a little bit different, too. Like the day they found a beaver dam, or the day Auntie visited and taught the girl to play checkers on the lawn. And then yellow leaves began to flutter down from the blue sky into the water and onto the white sand. And then something quite unforeseeable happened. One morning, the little girl did not put her bathing suit on. The little girl got dressed in jeans and a t-shirt, ate her oatmeal, put her spoon and bowl into the sink, and then put all of her things, except the purple bathing suit with the orange polka dots, into a suitcase. The bathing suit, on its hook in the corner with the warm air vent, heard the girl and her mother put everything in its place in the cottage. She saw them close up all the windows and drawers and drapes so there was very little light, and she heard them lock up the front and the back door, then open and slam all the doors to their car shut and drive away. Day after day, the cottage stayed shut tight as it got colder and colder. The light that seeped around the window frames and into the cottage got thinner and thinner. The winds gathered outside the four walls, and the coyotes sent their yowls full of yearning up into the night sky. The polka dot was terribly lonely. She missed the little girl and the sunny beach so very much. She tried, in the darkness, not to remember how happy she was before, because she feared it would only make her more achingly lonely to think about the girl and the birds and the sand. Her loneliness was such a horribly large weight for such a teeny tiny polka dot to bear. And what made it worse? The other polka dots didn't seem to notice or care at all. Not one yacht. They just hung there on the purple bathing suit like nothing at all was the matter. And the polka dot knew she was not like the other polka dots. Not at all. And that was the thing that made her feel the loneliest of all. Then the winds and the blowing snow turned into the sound of geese honking and ice melting, dripping all around the cottage. The light grew richer and brighter each day until it almost reached into the corner where the bathing suit hung on a hook. And eventually, another unforeseeable thing happened. The polka dot heard the car return, its doors open and slam shut, footsteps and laughter, then the mother, and the girl threw open the front door, spilling light everywhere around them, and dropped their suitcases on the floor in the hallway. The girl went straight for her bathing suit, put it on, and ran down the sandy path once again. The polka dot was deliriously happy to be with the little girl once more, running and playing and swimming in the summer sun, resting in the hammock, hiking, and exploring the woods around the cottage a bit further every day. There was the day Grandpa took the girl fishing, and the day water bombers flew over the lake again and again to pick up water to fight a forest fire. But mostly, the days were like all the days before, until the leaves started to turn yellow and flutter down, down, down. On the morning the polka dot saw the little girl pack her suitcase, she knew what would happen next, but this time she wasn't afraid. Not really, because she knew that after the long, dark winter, the little girl would return. Why else would she leave her bathing suit hanging on a hook? So the little polka dot waited and waited, and sure enough, come June, the door to the locked-up cottage was flung wide open, and there were the girl and her mother. But something else unforeseeable happened. The girl did not take her purple polka-dot bathing suit down from the hook. She opened her suitcase, and she took out a brand new bathing suit that was all red and white and covered with a maple leaf design. She put it on, she ran down the sandy path, and she left the polka-dot bathing suit behind. The girl spent every day with her new bathing suit, while the polka dot was left hanging with the other dots. Brokenhearted. More brokenhearted than any polka dot has ever been before. Until, one evening, the girl threw her new bathing suit in a soggy heap in the corner of the bathroom, and her mother didn't rinse it out and hang it up for the girl. In the morning, the girl ate her oatmeal, then went to the bathroom to change and cried out that she couldn't wear a wet, dirty bathing suit like the one still in a heap on the floor. And her mother told her that she was old enough to look after hanging up her own suit, and if she couldn't remember to do it, she wouldn't have a dry suit. The girl grabbed her old swimsuit then, which was nice and dry, and she ran down to the beach with the little polka dot once more. The polka dot was happy, of course, but something felt different and not at all right. The bathing suit seemed quite a bit smaller than it had the year before, and when the girl dove into the waves off the dock, the little polka dot popped off. How unlucky can one polka dot be? Away she drifted from the dock, from the girl, from everything she had ever known. She couldn't swim, of course, being just a little polka dot, but she did float, and so she drifted, and drifted, and drifted, forlorn, certain she would never be reunited with the little girl who she loved again. Things would have gone on like this forever, with the drifting and the misery, except another unforeseeable thing happened to the little polka dot. An exhausted dragonfly, who needed a rest, spied the little polka dot from a long way off and landed on her, like a life raft, for a rest and support. "Oh, little polka dot," said the dragonfly, "I'm so glad you are here. I didn't think I would make it to shore. I hope you can bear my weight, for I'm too tired to fly any further." "Oh, please rest a while. I'm happy for company, and your weight is nothing to bear compared to that of my heartbreak," said the dot. The dragonfly asked the polka dot about her broken heart, and the polka dot told the dragonfly her sad story. And the dragonfly thought, when she had rested, that she could help. Because dragonflies have some fairy magic in their wings, so she hatched a plan to help the dot. When the sun was high in the sky and the girl was swimming in the sparkling water, the dragonfly used her beautiful gossamer wing to bounce a sunbeam onto the polka dot, just so the light bounced off and was reflected onto the girl. And the polka dot was transformed forever to a freckle on the little girl's nose. And they were always together, every summer in the sun, and every fall and winter and spring too. And the girl and her freckle lived happily ever after. Thanks for listening to this original tale from the Lily Pad. Bye for now from me, Lily, a frog.